Right. You know, here's the thing. When it comes to Jesus, I mean, like, yes, he was the perfect example. I mean, like, there are... It's an unusual custom because I know that this is pointing the finger about, you know, well, are women actually being put down in churches, okay?
And some of them they are.
Some of them they are.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, yeah. But when Jesus came, he valued women. You know, mm-hmm. he showed people how, you know, that some of the feminine aspects are needed within the church. You know, but, I mean, like, Scripture even talks about the fact that Jesus said, you know, Jerusalem, I long to gather you under my wings, you know, as a mother hen does that, right? Mm-hmm. So there is a little bit of that mother instinct, but Jesus came as a man. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the groom mentioned in Revelation. You know, he presents the church, his bride, you know, and Jesus showed after, I mean, like, yes, he showed a softer approach in some areas, yet still consistently showed appropriate masculine approaches as well. So when it came to women, you know, he didn't say they couldn't be part of my ministry at all. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, you know, besides the apostles, who was with him? There were women that mm-hmm. came along with him. You know, they were part of his ministry. They helped support the ministry.
Yeah, wealthy women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you know, Jesus said, okay, you know, here's the movement and women, you have to like watch from the sidelines. It wasn't like that at all. And in fact, in the early church, you know, you had deaconesses, you know, even when Jesus was born, there was a prophetess, you know, mm-hmm. who prophesied at Jesus' birth. So yeah. I think, you know, the whole stereotype of, well, churches, you know, they put down women. Well, Jesus kind of broke that mold.
Yeah. And unfortunately, a few people took it back up.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But listen, this is where people divert from having the heart of God.
Yeah.
Because as you just showed so clearly and spoke about, Jesus was someone who in his day took up some very radical stances, including his stances on, you know, women and the way that he treated them, not as inferior, but you know, as humans.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, like, think about that. In his time, women were considered basically property. Okay.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Like, essentially, they were equal or even lower than the family dog when it came to things. Okay. But yet here, when Jesus came, they were treated as equal as men, mm-hmm. equals. And so that was a radical shift that everyone had to get used to back then. And, you know, I would hate to say in some places are still trying to get used to it today, you know?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. But what are you going to do? Here's the thing. At the end of the day, we are all people and God has given each and every one of us gifts. And I think by segregating people in churches and saying, okay, well, just because you are a woman or just because you're a man, you can do this, you cannot do that.
Yeah.
You're literally hamstringing yourself in the organization because you and I are going to have very different gifts than, you know, other people as well. Like you're like, this is the weird thing to say. But our wives, you know what I'm saying? They have different talents than us. And together, we are the body, you know?
It's so true. I mean, like, you know, that's why when churches call pastors, you know, they don't just look at, you know, say the man coming to be the lead pastor. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, that's great. But what does the wife think?
Yeah.
Because if the wife is sitting there going, you know, he shouldn't do this, they're going to listen to that, okay? They're not going to be like, oh, well, it's okay. You know, we'll just deal with it. They'll be like, no, wait a second. The wife isn't, you know, she's not part of this.
Yeah.
And they'll pick up on that and they'll be like, no, don't bother. Don't bother coming.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to really quickly before I move it forward. So part of the question said some women still today are undervalued. So we kind of addressed that, but even underutilized. Like, I think that's something too, maybe on a, I don't know. Would that be like a managerial thing? Like,
I think so, because here's the thing that's actually happened in a lot of churches today, because a lot of church ministries are actually kind of run by the women. Like you look at the kids programs and maybe even the youth programs are majority run by women.
Mm-hmm.
And kids programs in particular.
Which is interesting too.
Yeah. And I think part of the reason for that is just because men would be like, you know what? I'm not really comfortable around kids, you know, let's let the women handle it. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of the wrong attitude to take to it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just leave the running of the church to, like, you know, just the women to do because men are being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, the early church, you know, had men who were, oh, look at the apostles. I mean, like, we can't say any much more than that. The early, the original apostles, I mean, like, they died for the faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every single one of them died for their faith.
Yeah.